We asked Susan, who is a real internet, to surf the web. Yes, she goes out there with a little mouse click. She hangs 10. She rides the waves. She shoots the curls. She tubes or does a tube thing. That's all the surfing jargon I have right now. As I run out of breath, let's hand it over to the internet, Susan Olsen.
Well, thank you very much, Alan. And I have to say that today I have an interesting website that to me is particularly interesting because I know the person who runs this website. And I think people like my friend Mike, are the kind of people that make life more enjoyable. They use their creativity to just get a lot more out of life. And this guy has an alter ego. He is also known as Broccoli Man. Mike, you there? Hello, Mike?
Hello.
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 Hi.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Welcome. First, I'd like to give a little background. Mike and I met only once. And it was when I was at a booth, like, signing autographs. And one of those awful things that I don't like to do. But this was at a collector's show. And it was really a high point in my career. I was doing this as a friend.
What were they calling? People coming up and scraping DNA off your tongue or something? I want to clone me a Cindy Brady girl.
No, toys, collectibles, mainly toys and stuff. And yet, Tanya Harding was in the booth next to me. So this is feeling like, hey, I've really come up in the world. So Mike comes by and he's wearing a T-shirt that has big eyeball on it,
right.
And I figured that he's gotten this from a Residence concert, and the Residence is a very strange band that we both know. And he said no, he hadn't, but he was surprised that I knew the Residence. And then he promised to send me a tape that he had of the Residence, and he did. And we've kept in touch through email kind of ever since.
Yeah.
Mike, is that the way it happened?
That is indeed the way it happened, yes.
Now, who was more attractive at the time as far as collector-wise, Tanya Harding or Susan Olsen?
Oh, come on. You're actually talking about Tanya Harding?
Well, Susan brought them up.
The thing is, they're
next to each other.
She started out with this site. She wouldn't let anybody take any photographs of her. Because she was selling photographs for like $25 a pop. Now, I was just there to help a guy that I knew who was selling like a Brady Bunch fanzine for like $3 a piece. And if they bought that, then I'd sign it. Well, poor Tanya. Slowly the price started going, well, now it's $20.
Yeah.
Now it's $15. Then she's selling her skates and like her clothes and stuff.
Baseball bats.
Yeah. So nobody was
Cheeto stained bra.
You know, by the next show, she was begging people to take her picture.
Oh, God. That's sad.
I did get a picture of her with the crew of Family Affair.
The crew?
Well, the cast.
Oh, really?
That's Jody and Sissy, whoever they were.
Yeah. Ooh.
So I have a picture of her with Jody and Sissy.
That's kind of scary. That's really scary, Mike.
Mr. French. A white trash girl hit me on the leg, Mr. French.
So anyway, so Mike also goes around as Broccoli Man, crusading for the cruciferous. And, of course, he's been harassing, who I refer to as Georgie Porgy Bush, to distinguish him from his father. And actually, hopefully we have a picture that's going up on the website. Cool. Yeah. And now, of course, this started out because Mike makes masks out of latex. He makes them himself. So how did you start doing that, Mike?
I've always liked Halloween, so I just started making masks when I was a kid, actually. So I've been making masks for a long time.
And the original Broccoli Man started out as an atomic explosion, right?
Yes. In fact, I basically took the nuclear warhead mask and covered it with green paper for a chili cook-off, because I put broccoli in my chili. Oh.
What is the obsession with broccoli, Mike?
That's pretty much how it started, was at the chili cook-off. I was experimenting with different things to put in chili. Carrots did not work well, but broccoli did, so.
What about beef? Beans. I'm just thinking chili, I'm thinking beef and beans.
No. usually I just beef, broccoli, and mushrooms. That's pretty much it.
So
no peaches?
No peaches. I did try pineapple once, but that didn't work.
Didn't work. Now, why is broccoli such an important political issue that you need to harass Bush?
You know, it started with somebody sending an email to the Cacophony group, which you talked about last week.
Yes.
And, you know, I had this broccoli head sitting there, and here's George W. Bush coming to town, and his father hated broccoli, and broccoli sales actually went down after he announced that, and everybody was in an uproar. So I thought, you know.
No, wait, who was in an uproar?
About well, broccoli growers.
Okay, thank you. Not everyone was in an uproar. I think the Hormel chili people, the Hormel chili people love the fact that he said, hey, broccoli, more canned meat. Go ahead.
So I thought, you know, I think this would be a good chance for some comedy. So I showed up as a protester.
He's on the news.
Yeah, I showed up as a protester with a sign that said, support pro-choice of vegetables. And, of course, also standing there were all the pro-choice protesters.
And he got on the news on his website. You can see a couple of news clips of him. Of course, you know, here's the newscaster with the perfect hair trying to explain Broccoli Man. It's great.
Mike, did you get a lot of attention as a child?
I guess so.
Were you an only child?
Oh, no. Family of four.
Okay, and where were you? In the middle.
Third.
Third, right?
Maybe
in the middle.
Middle
yep.
child.
Yep. Yep, that explains it all. Okay, go ahead.
The Have theories. Are there any future plans for Broccoli Man?
I don't know. At this point, I think Broccoli Man has done everything he can, you know?
Well, I don't know. You know, I have an issue that I've discovered recently.
Oh, I think you're selling yourself short. There's so much more that a guy in a broccoli outfit could do. I mean, just coming to mind, I see you at hockey games, you know, political functions, perhaps just hanging out at the fountain in the mall and molesting small children. I mean, there's so much you could do.
Well, you know.
I was just kidding about the last part, dude.
Actually, I have noticed there are children's tapes called Veggie Tales. They're
I've seen those.
Yes, they're by a production company called Big Idea Productions. Okay, you've got Bob Tomato, Larry Cucumber, even Junior Asparagus, all these vegetables. There isn't a single stalk of broccoli.
Can you believe that?
Well, I think that's the next thing on Broccoli Man's agenda. Anyway,
this is
also,
just blowing my mind. I'm just gone.
But the site is really cool, too, because if you want to buy some eyeballs, every type of eyeball is there.
Talk about fake eyeballs.
You don't have any real ones, do you?
No, mostly toy eyeballs.
Okay.
Mostly toy eyeballs.
And also, just as an aside, you do have the amazing stick bug collection. Mike, did you get a praying mantis egg sack this year?
I actually got 5 of them and 3 of them already.
This is what we're emailing about. See, I lead this exciting life. Last year, my big thing was trying to find somebody on the internet who knew how to take care of praying mantises or praying mantids. I can't get straight on
what
to call them. And because I had about 40 or 50 of them hatch out of this egg sack. And nobody knew, and I turned to Broccoli Man because he does raise stick bugs.
As I would.
And then he said, hey, wow. You know, he didn't know that you could go to a gardening shop and get an egg sack and hatch your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this year I was very bad. I went out of town, and I forgot about them, and they hatched while I was gone, and I came back, and they were all dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, well. Well, anyway, thank you so much. I hope a lot of people go to your site and buy a lot of eyeballs.
Well, I do have the largest selection of eyeball toys in the world.
He does?
Yeah. Wow. Hey, Mike, do me a favor. Could you say broccoli?
Broccoli.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Mike.
Give the website again, Susan.
It's www.madmartian.com.
Okay, so click into that. And you can see his toilet.
Yes, he has the interactive toilet of terror. There was a hearse for sale for a while, and around Christmas time he sells inflatable Santa suits, which are awesome. You don't need pillows to stuff yourself.
And here comes Susan on her board, gently to the beach as she hops off. This is Comedy World. Alan Havey, Susan Olson, H2O, 888-398-3578. Email us at h2o@comedyworld.com. Coming up next, actor, writer, comedian, mathematician, vastly overrated, Charles Fleischer.